Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carl, Governor Cuomo today said that he's still sticking by Joe Biden in the race for 2020, and he said that Biden has basically the best chance to unify the entire Democratic Party. Do you agree with that sentiment? I know it's a big field of people, but do you think Biden is the guy that can unite Democrats?
Well, let's put it this way. Whoever the nominee is going to unite the Democrats in their efforts to defeat Donald Trump. And I think two or three or four of them would be able to do that relatively easily. The question is, will the party faithful who vote in primaries put as their number one objective ideology and purity of ideology, or will they put electability? That's going to be interesting to watch as the Democrat primary process unfolds. But that's really what I'll be looking at as this thing begins in earnest in less than a year.
You know, I'm thinking back to the 2016 primary campaign. You know, I remember there were only like, what, three or four Democrats in this field, but now we're pushing 20. Have you ever seen a crowded field this large?
Yeah, the Republicans in 2016. that was a pretty big crowd, if I recall. I think that was pretty close to 20. I know, I think it was at least 17. Initially, it may have been as high as 20. There's always a few people who announce early and then announce their departure early because they just can't raise money. By the time you begin the debates, you end up with, you know, three or four less than declared. I've always said I thought the primary field going into Iowa next year would be between 17 and 20, and I think we are at 20 and maybe close to 21 when Biden announces, supposedly, in a few days. But it doesn't surprise me. There's a lot of enthusiasm on the left to try to beat Donald Trump. That will always bring out candidates. Now we begin the winnowing process of separating the amateurs from the pros, so to speak, the real serious contenders from the wannabes.
You know, we've asked time and time again, is Governor Cuomo going to run for president? And repeatedly he said no. But that being said, he's talking up Joe Biden quite a bit. Does that mean he's going to go for vice president?
Well, you don't go for vice president. I mean, the president chooses their nominee. You can kind of campaign for it, but you don't want to be too obvious. It's a very, very fine line to draw. But the fact of the matter is whoever the nominee is will attempt to pick a vice president that probably checks a lot of the traditional boxes and in terms of geography. But I think in this year's Democrat field, I think the main boxes that will be checked will be race and gender will be the balancing criteria for whoever the nominee is.
So do you think that works against Biden in that regard?
Yeah, I think those are a couple of the hurdles that Biden faces in a party that its soul really wants to choose someone of color and preferably a woman of color, that anybody who doesn't meet that criteria, especially an older white male, is going to face that criticism in the primaries. And the age is another factor. You've got this tension going on in the Democrat Party between a whole new generation of office holders and emerging Democrat leaders that say, hey, it's our turn. We don't need to nominate someone in their late 70s. They've had their turn. Their time has passed. It's our turn now. And that's going to be a very interesting dynamic to watch unfold throughout the primaries. You've got all kinds of dynamics going on. Race, gender, and age is another one. So, yeah, I think that's one of the hurdles, or a couple of the hurdles that Joe Biden is going to face, and that is the fact that he's an older white male in a party that wants to go younger and really would probably prefer to go with a woman and someone of color. Now, if he can't get there, that's where the vice president's pick comes into the balancing factor and the balancing equation.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.